Welcome to the Lyceum Institute Colloquium Series. These colloquia, comprising a pre-recorded lecture and live question and answer session, invite respected academics and intellectuals to challenge our thinking with their expertise and insights.
Today's lecture, the fourth in our series, is provided by Dr. Michel Accad, a cardiologist and primary care physician who challenges many of the status quo reductionistic tendencies in medicine. Dr. Accad's lecture is titled Aristotelian Thomistic Philosophy and the Form of Health.
It is not that you've identified in the patient a defect that designates COVID-19 or designates lupus or designates whatever disease you wanna come up with. All you have is some facts, and you make sort of an inferential judgment about those facts. There's no such thing as a gold standard, and the reason there's no such thing as a gold standard is because bodies are not machines, as simple as that. If our bodies were machines, then you could identify a defect. If they were machines, you'd have a blueprint, but you could identify the defect. But organisms are not machines, and it's important to reflect on the distinctions between machines and organisms. Now you can use your philosophical training to realize that machines are. There are many distinctions. They're kind of interrelated distinctions between machines and organisms. But machines don't have an intrinsic unity, right? Their unity is extrinsic. It's an assemblage of parts, right? They have an extrinsic unity. They have an extrinsic purpose, right? I mean, the machine is built by an external agent. And it's built for a purpose that is outside the machine itself, right? I mean, the clock, the purpose of the clock is to tell time. And the telling of the time doesn't benefit the machine. The telling of the time benefits the builder of the machine or the owner of the machine, right? It benefits an external agent. The machine doesn't have a self, really. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't have a self. It's an assemblage of parts that have functions. And the parts function together for an external function, but there's no intrinsic whole to the machine. The organism, on the other hand, is first of all, it's not built. Organisms develop, right? They develop. There's no blueprint, so to speak. It's wrong to think of the DNA as a blueprint for the organism. There's no blueprint. There's an intrinsic purpose, right? The dog behaves for the good of the dog. It doesn't behave for the good of, I mean, it can be trained maybe to behave of the good of the owner, but in general, it behaves for the good of the dog, the animals, the plant. There's an intrinsic purpose, and there's self-direction, there's self-growth, and of course, there's self-healing as well. All living organisms self-heal, right? So organisms are not machines, and they cannot be, we cannot think of health and disease according to the model proposed by René Descartes 400 years ago, and it should be rejected. And so we need to think about the alternative view of health and disease. And what is the alternative to the mechanical view? Well, I'm going to give you here the Hippocratic worldview, which I think is actually very compatible with Aristotelian Thomistic philosophy. And in fact, it was adopted
If you would like to hear more, enrollment in the Lyceum Institute starts at a mere $10.50 per month. For access to this and many, many more recordings, as well as to tons of philosophical resources, language study groups, fine arts appreciation, aids for learning to do academic research, and a community of like-minded inquirers.